For me, it was a long time ago, the first time I stepped onto the field. I was 18 years old, so you used to be able to try out when you were 18. The age has changed now. And it was all the way back in 2005 because I took a break. So my first regular season game was really the one where I was just felt so tiny in this world that was so amazing and so much bigger than I was and unbelievable. So when I tried out, I had no expectations. A lot of it because I was 18, I was just kind of wanted to do it. But I didn't think I was going to make it. So the fact that I made it so young was such an honor because it helped me grow up. I've become the woman I am because of this team. And I had no idea that I would get to experience the things I did on this team. The biggest one that stands out to me is the Armed Forces Tours. In 2006, we went to the Middle East. We went to Iraq, Kuwait, and Dubai. I'm not an emotional person, and I get so choked up when I think about it. It taught me about perspective. It taught me what sacrifice really is, and it completely changed the way I live my life from that point on, and I will forever be indebted to this team and to our men and women across the world fighting for us for giving me that experience. I think the hardest thing about, well, there's a lot of hard things about leaving the Denver Broncos cheerleaders, but what I've realized is that Shelly and Shauna and Teresa, when she was the director, they brought out the best in me. They helped to cultivate my confidence, my professionalism, and help me realize and focus what I wanted to do in my life. And I'm very blessed to have started a career in the media that I know I could not have done without Broncos, because not a lot of organizations are like that. And I'm only realizing that now, how lucky we are to have a group that is so encouraging, that wants you to succeed, not only here, but in whatever you do in life. I do want to be remembered for being funny, but underneath the jokes and the laughter and everything, I'm a very intense person. I'm passionate about pursuing my goals, and I want the other girls who've been on this team look at me and say, you know, she's chosen her path and she's gone on it and she's achieving what she wants to achieve, but I'm pretty happy to go down in history as the only cheerleader to dress up as a dinosaur for a Halloween game, and if that's the only thing I remember for, I'm fine with it. B-Rex. The biggest thing that I want to say to Broncos country, to the Broncos organization, to the Broncos cheerleaders, is thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your life and showing me that when I'm no longer on this team, I'm still a part of Broncos country. And that makes me feel a little better about it.